Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Dhamper Sugar Mills Limited Q4 and FY 2022 earnings conference call hosted by SKP Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing stars and zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Naveen Agrawal, Head Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhamper Sugar Mills Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gaurav Goyal, Managing Director, and his colleague, Mr. Sushil Mehrotra, CFO. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Goyal.
Thank you so much. I'll now ask the CFO to just go over the key points of my FY 2022 results.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to our Q4 and FY 2022 earnings call. Post the process of demerger, we are holding the call for the first time. So first of all, I'd like to update on the status of the demerger of the company. As you are aware that the scheme of arrangement between the company and Dhamper Bio Organics Limited was approved by the board on 7th of June 2021, and the final hearing was held by Honorable NCLT on 19th of April 2022. And the order was reserved, which was finally pronounced on 27th April, and a certified copy of the order was filed by both the companies on 3rd of May 2022 with the Registrar of Companies, Kanpur. And consequently, the scheme became effective from that date. The appointed date of the scheme was 1st April 2021. With the scheme becoming effective, the shareholders of Dhamper Sugar Mills Limited will get shares of Dhamper Bio Organics Limited in the ratio of 1:1. And for this purpose, 17th May 2022 was fixed as the record date. Now, I would briefly take you to the rationale of the demerger. The underlying spirit of the rationale of the scheme was to create opportunities for independent growth and expansion strategies, to unlock the value of each of the manufacturing units, to create strong and distinctive platforms with more focused management, which will allow greater flexibility in pursuing the long-term objectives and independent business strategies, and to create a framework for succession planning. Subsequent to the demerger, the management of both the companies has been segregated. Now, coming to perspective on the sugar sector, the sugar production in the current season is expected to be 35 million tons, net of estimated sugar sacrifice of about 3.4 million tons in favor of ethanol. The sugar exports that are expected to be 9 million tons have successfully helped to balance the domestic sugar market. As a result, there are no upward or downward spikes in sugar prices. As per ISMA estimates, the total sugar cane production in the season 21-22 will be record 430.50 million tons, which is higher by 57.04 million tons than the average production of 373.46 million tons. Coming to performance of the company, we had the board meeting to approve the Q4 and annual results on 29th of May, and I am sure you would have had the opportunity to go through the results. The company's performance has been stable during the year of demerger. The company has 35.83 lakh tons of sugar cane and produced 3.71 lakh tons of sugar. Our recovery has been 10.37% net of sugar sacrifice for B heavy and syrup diverted for ethanol production. The gross recovery has been 12.16%. Sugar inventory is presently, as of 31st March, 2.05 lakh tons, valued at about 30,300 per ton. Sugar sales have been 3.21 lakh tons this year, and our inventory at 2.05 lakh tons is higher than last year, inventory of 1.41 lakh tons. The value whereof will be unlocked in the next quarter. Our average sugar realization in the year has been upward of 34,200 per ton, and I am happy to inform you that our Dhamper plant continues to crush sugar cane till date, and has crushed 2.43 million tons of cane till yesterday, which is highest ever crush by Dhampur unit. This year the company commenced to produce ethanol from the sugarcane syrup as well, and 1.04 lakh tons cane has been diverted to ethanol production from syrup. Ethanol produced from syrup was 83.37 lakh liters. The company has embarked upon expansion plan for its distillery capacity. This will be enhanced by 130 KL per day on sea molasses, and which will have the dual feedstock capacity of 100 KL per day on the grain. So post that expansion, the total distillery capacity will stand at 500 KL approximately on the B-heavy molasses, including 100 KL per day on the grain. The cost of project is expected to be around 160 crore rupees, of which the debt financing will be to the tune of about 120 crore rupees. And the project will be implemented before the start of ethanol supply year 22-23. Currently, the progress of the project is as per plan and very much on the track. Now, considering the potential of ethanol business and focus on chemical business, we have identified ethanol and chemicals as separate segments for the purpose of our financials from the rest of the distillery operations. I would now like to take you through the financial highlights of the company for the year. Now, overall, we are glad to report a stable performance, as I said, even during the year of demerger. Our revenues from the operations during the year stood at 2,208.7 crore. EBITDA at 304.9 crore, which is higher by 5.5% over the previous year. EBITDA this year is 13.8% of the revenue versus 12.8% in the previous year. So PBT is 204.5 crore, which is higher by 2.9% over the previous year. And PBT to revenue this year is 9.3% versus 8.9% previous year. Profit after tax at 146.9 crore is higher by 2.4% over the previous year. Our current ratio stands at 1.12 times. Now, let me take you through the business-wise performance. Our share of revenue from sugar business is 54.1% this year, as against 66.4% last year. From the power business, this is nearly same as last year, that is at 7.9% vis-a-vis 7.8% in FY21. From ethanol business, 15.9% versus 15.3% last year. And from chemicals, 10.4% versus 6.4%. Potable spirits is 10.8% versus 3.3% last year. Our share of profit from sugar business is 19.7% versus 18.7% of the total profit. From power business, it is 28.3% versus 27.2%. From ethanol, it is 45.2% versus 44.9%. And chemicals, it is 6.7%. which is marginally lower compared to last year. Potable spirits have shown improvement by reduction in the segment loss. The company has made repayment of long-term loans of about 118 crore rupees during the year. The long-term debt as of 31st March stands at 263.9 crore rupees. These are our financial numbers on a broad level. We will be happy to answer any questions that you may have. We would like once again to thank you all for taking time out for this conference call. If you have any further queries, you may please visit our website dhampursugar.com. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aman Kia Santalia, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Aman, how are you?
Fine, sir, fine. Fine, sir. First of all, congratulations for a new company. I think with after the demerger, I think both the company will grow higher and higher. Sir, what was the closing inventory and what was the valuation?
So the closing inventory as of 31st March was 2.05 lakh tons at a value of 30.8 per kg.
Okay, sir. And what it was last year?
Last year, our closing inventory was 1.41 lakh tons, which had 1.03 lakh tons of white sugar, which was valued at 29.5, and our raw sugar, which was 37, was valued at 29.5 also.
Okay. And what is the gross recovery, sir, this year and last year?
So, as of 31st March, our gross is 12.16, which is our, as of 31st March, our gross was 12.16, which was almost the same as last year.
And for the season, sir? For the sugar season?
For the season, as of now, Dhampur plant is still running. The Dhampur plant should shut by tomorrow. We should be on an average about 0.03 lower than last year.
Okay, sir. And what was the last year gross recovery?
Last year for the whole year, if I see for Dhampur and Rajpura, it was about 12.1. This year it will be about 12.07 is how is where we all will close.
12.07?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir.
So, if you will see that in UP, an average drop has been anything from 0.25 to 0.4, while Dhampur has been able to manage with the same as what it was last year.
Mm-hmm. And sir, whether what is the scope of liquor business? Whether it will grow from here, or it will be more profitable, or it will be very much like the same?
See, if I talk about a liquor business, that was basically done to take care of the levy that we had to give to the liquor manufacturers, which was at a very, very cheap rate. So we all said that why don't we also enter into it. But we do believe that our volumes and margins should grow in the year 22-23. But again, the margins there will be limited because of the transfer pricing that we do of ENA. So out there, you will see a growth in volumes, but as far as the margins go, they will be almost flattish.
Fully flattish. And sir, what about this distillery with the grains? How profitable it will be?
See, as of now, when again, it is all dependent on the price of grain and of DDGS. DDGS is basically the raw material, is the byproduct, the product which is used for cattle feed. But as of now, the numbers that we have done, if we get grain at the right price, even though grain prices, we all know, have gone up slightly over the last 2 or 3 months. But see, grain for us will always be an option. As to seeing the price of grain and of DDGS, how much of sugar we want to divert and put into grain. So that will be a great option that Dhampur will have. But as of now, seeing the present price of grain and of DDGS, it does make sense for us to run our grain plant also, at least for the year 22-23.
So it will be profitable.
Yes.
Not very much, but it will be profitable.
So the profits as of now on grain is almost the same as that we have on the side of BAB or on syrup. So yes, grain is a profit as on date, but obviously, you know, seeing the amount of grain plants which are coming up in UP and in India, we all do believe that over a period of 2 to 3 years, the grain prices will go up. And then we'll have to sort of assess as to how much of dispersion we want to do to our grain plant. But for us, it is an option. Whether I run the 480-500 kL only on syrup and on B-heavy, or out of that I run on grain also. So that will be an option that Dhampur will have.
And sir, one last question, whether we are going for any capacity expansion in the sugar crushing capacity, and whether we are seeing any increase in the cane planting also in our area.
Yeah, so basically, 22-23, there is no expansion planned on the sugar side. The Rajpura plant of ours, where the land area is a lot, and that is one area that we need to sort of explore and to exploit to grow more cane. As soon as the cane growth in the Rajpura plant goes up, which surely is expected, then Rajpura plant will be the one which will go in for expansion hopefully in the year 23-24.
Okay, sir. Okay. And what about the cane that next year? Is there any scope for cane growth? We can crush more the same capacity?
Yes, for surely. So basically, we all, at least in Dhampur also, we are expecting slightly higher cane, but it's still early days. Perhaps in the call of July, I'll be able to answer that better once the survey is done in June as to what is the sort of cane availability that we expect in both the plants. But for surely, planting has been healthy in both the plants.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Aman.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Devesh from Omkara. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, sir. Just wanted to know what is the plan in the chemicals business with a new MD coming in and you are segregating the chemicals business separately?
So basically, as you all are aware, we all informed the stock exchange that we have hired a new CEO who is coming from a company which is into specialized chemicals. Devesh, now the next area of growth that you all are seeing is apart from ethanol, which for surely will stay as a growth area for Dhampur. But I for surely believe that going into some other forms of chemicals is where we all are going to go next. Exactly, we all have not made up a plan, as I was just saying, is that we have hired a CEO who comes in. Background is from a specialized chemicals company. Is to try and see as to what we can do over the next 18 months in that sector.
Okay, and sir, what is the CNA and ethanol volume we expect for the coming year?
So basically, our ethanol expansion that we just spoke about, that from 250 scale PD plant that we have, this year will go up to 380. So we will get the partial impact of that in the financial year 22-23 and the full impact in the year 23-24.
Okay, so that's it from me.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Manyal from ICICI Securities. Kindly proceed.
Hi, sir. I have a few questions. Firstly, regarding the sugar sales. So, in current year, what would be the export volume out of the total sales we have done? Which is almost 3.2 lakh tons.
So, we had done a contract of 25,000 tons pre-31st March. And we have done one more contract of 35, which has gone in the month of May. But that will be the total export that Dhampur will do for this sugar year. 60,000 tons will be the total raw export that Dhampur is done for the sugar year. Out of that, 25 went prior to March 31st, and 35 has gone in May of 2022.
Okay. If I heard you talking about the closing inventory, then it's 2.05 lakh tons at the rate of 30.8. Am I right on that number?
Yes, you are.
Okay. And just on the industry part, the capex you are taking, so you mentioned about the 500 KL the on the D heavy and which will be 380 on the C heavy side. Would it be right to assume that you'll be doing anywhere between 11 to 12 crore liters?
Yeah, so that is the plan for next year. Is about 12 crore liters is what we plan to send to the OMCs, and the balance will go for ENA and chemicals.
And this is FY23, or this will be the sugar year?
It'll be sugar year, so it'll be partly as the expansion will come on stream as of 31st 10, so we'll be able to send a part of it in FY23 and the full in FY24.
Okay. And the crushing capacity, what would be the crushing you would be looking to do in the next season?
So that is again what I was saying was even to Aman, I answered that that in the July call I'll be able to give you all a better number, but for surely we all believe it will be higher than what we have done in FY22.
Okay. And if I can get the debt situation, how the debt repayment will take place in next 1 year, the current debt situation, and how the repayment will take place in next 1 year, and what is your understanding of the domestic quota we are getting, so inventory liquidation, according to the inventory liquidation, what will be the debt position in say next 1 year's time?
So on the debt side, I will allow my CFO to answer that. But on the quota side, see, we do believe that India is going to produce 35.5 million tons this year. And assuming an export of 10 million tons, we will be around 25.5 would be available for Indian sugar. Seeing an opening stock of anything from 8 to 8.5 million tons, as of 30th 9, I believe the closing stock should be around 7 to 7.5 million tons will be the closing stock for India.
On the debt side, as of now, we have a long-term debt of about 296 crore rupees, and we would be making a repayment of about 40 crores during the year, and we raise the fresh debt for the purpose of our distillery expansion. So if I add up the numbers, it will be in the range of about 370 crore rupees, the long-term debt. And the working capital, of course, this will all depend on the liquidation of the inventory cycle.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. I'll come back to the queue if I have
you. Thank you. As a reminder to participants, you may press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Kumar Damani from SKD Consulting. Kindly proceed.
Thank you very much for the opportunity given, and congratulations for excellent set of numbers. Sir, am I audible?
Yes, you are. Thank you so much for your kind words.
Thank you, sir. Sir, I have been fan of Dhampur since many years because your presentations are all very clear and very, very explanatory. So, no question remains as such. But I have few questions which will be in the form of yes or no. So, kindly advise me whether we are fully covered as to insulation up to 500 KLD per day. Are we fully covered with insulation? Because without that, pollution issues can come up. So that is why I am asking this.
Yes, we are like fully covered on that. We have ordered a new boiler of 55 tons, which will also come up by 30th 9. So we are fully covered on burning our spent wash for the 500 KL.
Okay. Sir, what is the current price we are selling at, that is on 31st May, and from 1st June, are we raising the sugar prices in domestic market?
See, as of now, the prices have been ranging between 34.5 to 35.5 per kg is the price as of now. Even in June, I believe the prices will be almost the same. I don't believe there will be too much of tweaking of prices even in the month of June. The prices are healthy and they have been stable. So 34.5 to 35.5 is the price which I see even for the month of June.
Thank you, sir. And one more question, sir. That as to how much in this season we have already crushed up to date or something like that, can we get some figures?
Yes. So as on date,
in both the units.
Yeah. So Rajpura plant shut in the second week of April. There we crushed 123 lakh quintals of cane. Dhampur, as on date, has crushed about 243 lakh quintals of cane, and it will also shut in a day or two, so there we will touch about 244 lakh quintals of cane.
Thank you, sir. And one more question, sir. One fact that you are heading for 500 KL refinery, and you just now confirmed that either you can use grain or molasses, that is alternatively can be used, or fully can be used with molasses, fully can be used with grain. Am I right, sir? My understanding is correct?
Yes. So we have the option of 100 KL that we can divert from sugar to grain. So that is the option that we have.
Okay. Only 100 KL as such option, not entire 500 KL which will come up in the days to come. So now my next question is that you have crushing capacity of 23,500 metric ton per day. So now when you start the next season, for how many days you can run the syrup straight away to the ethanol making?
So basically, as of now, the plan is to run syrup for about 180 days. So that is the plan as of now. But for surely, as I said, that seeing what is the price of grain that we get at that point of time, that number might come down, but it will be about 180 days is the plan to run on syrup next year.
So 180 days syrup, I mean to say that directly from juice we are going to make ethanol without making any sugar.
No. So only a part. So basically, again, only a part of the total crushing of Dhampur would get diverted into syrup. So if we were to crush 13,000 tons of sugarcane per day, about 6,500 would get diverted to syrup. With the balance, I'll still make sugar.
Okay. And since we do not have facility at Rajpura, so all Rajpura material needs to be, all molasses from Rajpura is being transferred to Dhampur. So, is there no plan to set up any facility at Rajpura?
See, as of now, with the current capacity and with the expansion that we all are doing, there is no need for us to put up a new plant in Rajpura as of now. We need to grow the cane in Rajpura. So that is the next big target, is how do we take up the cane crush in Rajpura from the 123 lakh quintals that we have done to 200 lakh quintals. As soon as we touch about 160 lakhs, that will be the time for us to think of a new plant there.
Gaurav sir, I have a very personal question. If you are kind enough, you can reply. Now, what more working hands are we going to get from the family of Gaurav Goyal family?
No, so the whole group itself is a family. So as of now, as I just said, is that we've hired a CEO. So the CEO is going to join us at the end of June. So he will be joining us.
Sir,
so that will be a new
team. What I only meant was that, your sons are there, have they joined or they are likely to join in coming days?
My daughter has joined the business about 3 years back, and my son is still young. He's only 21. He'll finish college.
Okay. See, my whole idea was to get the strength of the management. You know, this is the one which I look at as a very important part of the management.
As of now, the plan is that my son graduates next year, and then he likely will also join Dhampur. As of now, that is the plan.
Sir, I am obliged. I am very kind of you, sir. You replied me very nicely. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Udit Gupta, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon, Udit.
Sir, my question is, sir, after the expansion is complete, sir, how many liters are we expected to produce in ethanol, sir?
So basically, seeing that we'll do about 400 kL to 500 kL a day, ethanol contracts that we want to do for FY22-23, ethanol year will be about 12 crore liters.
Okay. And for FY24?
I'm talking about, this is not FY, this I'm talking about the
sugar
tender year.
Ethanol year. Okay. So, like, post-completion is about 12 crore liters.
Yes.
So right now, we are doing about 8?
Yes. As of now, we are doing 8.
Okay. And so, this ethyl acetate, sir, I just saw your presentation. Sir, it seems a very low margin business in your numbers. So, could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, so this has been a plant which has been with us for the last 25 years. Earlier, if you recall, this is a long time back where we used to also make acid, and from acid we used to make ethyl. But now what we do is that we import the acid and we blend it with SDS to make ethyl acetate. So, it's more of a tolling business, but it is making money for us, and we have the plant, so that is why it is there.
Okay. Sir, these are not the chemicals that you're looking at, like when you told us that you're looking at the new COIs.
These are all basic chemicals. we will want to go out of the basic and get into specialized, and that is the next 18-24 month plan.
Okay. And so the input for that would be ethanol kind of products?
No idea as of now. For this very, very early days, we are still on the drawing board. Lots of options are there. So I'll be able to answer that to you perhaps in about 6 months once we have sort of, you know, finalized our plans. But our drawing board is very sort of full with lots of options. So I really can't say as to what will be the feedstock in that.
Okay. And so this portable spirits business, like you just said, that it's a very low margin business and everything. So is it more remunerative than giving away the molasses?
Yes, yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Kindly press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Hari, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Sir, good evening, sir. Thanks for the good set of numbers.
Thank you, Hari.
The first thing, sir, regarding this excise duty, if I'm not mistaken, there is some sharp difference in the previous year and current year one.
Yes.
Is there any reason for that, sir?
Yeah, so the excise duty is levied only on the sale of country liquor because our volumes in that went up in the year FY22. So that is why the excise duty was higher. On my any other product, there is only GST. So that is why that amount is higher.
Okay. And the second question is regarding this, for our existing capital structure, are you planning a huge diversification or any, is there any plan for buyback? For because the company is too undervalued, for getting the true valuation, is there any buyback plan or diversification into high growth segments?
So as of now, Hari, there is no plan for a buyback because, as I just said, that we have lots of plans in hand. So we will see exactly what sort of numbers we have in FY23 and then seeing whether to give a dividend or to do a buyback. We will for surely see over the next 6 months. As was said earlier, we have an expansion on right now of the ethanol plant. So we will see as to whether we want to do a buyback or we believe that we can create more shareholder value by doing certain new things.
Okay. And another question, sir, regarding this power price, is there any plan for renegotiation with the state government or to sell in the open market? Is there any option for that?
No. So UP, there is no option on that. You have to give everything to the grid. There is, under our PPA, there is no option that we can sell it under the open access route.
Okay. And the last one, sir, is the export more profitable or the domestic price for sugar cane, for sugar?
See, for sugar, I think that, as you already know, that government last week banned any further export out of India. So we have done our fair bit of export, and we do believe that, you know, North needs the most amount of sugar. So we exported what we thought was right, and the balance we plan to sell as of now in India itself. But exports have been great because if India had not exported the 10 million tons, India would have been in a very, we would have had so much of sugar in India, it would have been tough to keep anywhere. So I think that the export policy and the export program for the year FY22-23 is now almost over. And now we will see what happens in 22-23 year.
That is all, sir. Thank you very much, sir. I just like.
Thank you.
Sorry.
To ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Kumar Dhawani from SKD Consulting. Kindly proceed.
Sir, actually, I wanted to ask about the electricity only, and one more possibility, that are we going into making of any IMFL in days to come, since we are already in country liquor? So, are we thinking of getting into those businesses?
No, as of now, no plans whatsoever to get into the IMFL side. We did a study that about 2.5 years back. We also tried to launch our own brands, but we didn't really do too well on that. It is just a game to distribute and to market. It's a very, very tough market. There are already leaders which are there, like USL, Wallace, Khaitan. So we all tried it, but we didn't do too well on that. So as of now, there is no plan to get into the IMFL segment.
Thank you very much, sir, and all the best for your future program. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Udit Gupta, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Sir, thanks for taking my other question. Sir, my question is that, sir, we are already around 10% of lending in ethanol. Sir, so what's like the future, sir, like as the ethanol keeps increasing, sir, how is the government trying to utilize it?
Basically, ethanol blending has been raised to 11 in the sugar states where there is a surplus. And as you would have just read a few weeks back, that the policy of E20 blending, which the PM had made a full plan for 2030, has been preponed to 2025. So on the demand side, I don't see any issue at all. OMCs are all geared up to do more and more blending. So on that side, and 2025, the PM has said that I need blending to be at 20. So I think that we all are on the right path. We have 3 years only left to reach 20. So we all have to work hard on that, both on the side of supply and demand. Demand, there is no issue. Supply side is where we have to work on.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Shivani Sharma from Powerbill. Kindly proceed.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for your good set of numbers.
Ma'am, your voice is a bit low. If you can speak closer to the phone.
Hello, I'm audible now.
Yes, you are. Thank you.
Congratulations, sir, for a good set of numbers. I actually need to ask about the difference between the A, B, and C heavy molecule, ethanol. Because is there any qualitative difference? And if it is, then why actually there is a difference between the prices?
Quality is exactly the same. Whether you make it out of C heavy, B heavy, or out of sugarcane juice / syrup, quality is exactly the same. The whole reasoning why the government made this program and made a price is basically to link it to the price of sugar cane. It's to the amount of sugar that I have sacrificed. So on B heavy, on C heavy, I don't sacrifice any sugar. I make as much sugar out of the juice. In B heavy, I sacrifice about 1.2% of my sugar into B heavy, which gives me a higher yield. But I sacrifice sugar in that. And obviously, if I make it out of juice or out of syrup, I don't make any sugar at all. So this is just to sort of take care of the total cost, because the cost of ethanol changes with all the three products. Now, in case we want to go up to E20 blending, which is the plan of government and which is a great plan, seeing the oil prices and to get self-sustainable on that, the only way it can be done is in case we divert B heavy or we divert sugar and not making sugar but making ethanol out of that. So that is the reason that you are seeing difference of price between C, B and syrup.
Okay. So one thing more I need to ask. After burning the gas, is there something left or is it saleable further?
Yes. So, for gas itself is used for the manufacturing of paper. So, if you have surplus bagasse which you don't need to burn in your boilers, that can be sold to third parties.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Gaurav Goyal for closing comments.
Thank you so much. I would like to thank you all for taking out your time to join us for this for Dhampur's FY22 call. If you have any further questions, please feel free to contact us either by phone or by email. You can also visit our website dhampursugar.com and post any queries that you may have. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.